So we have Sue Wilson and her daughter Emily Wilson here with us today, and they're going to be telling us all about a swimathon they're doing to raise money for charity. So first off, what is the swimathon in aid of?
Two great charities. It's in aid of Marie Curie and Cancer Research UK.
And why did you decide to take on the challenge?
I love swimming, and it gave me a great opportunity for a physical challenge, something that was a bit out of my comfort zone, and to raise money for some great charities as well.
I'm doing the swimathon for my Duke of Edinburgh, and I also did the swimathon last year.
How far are you going to swim?
I did the swimathon last year and I swam 5k, and this year I'm doing three 5ks, one on the Thursday, one on the Friday and one on the Saturday. And my daughter is doing her first big swim.
I'm doing the 5k on the Saturday.
How many lengths is that altogether, do we know?
200 lengths.
So on the Saturday, are you both swimming at the same time? Are you swimming together and you're going to be cheering each other on?
We're swimming together but in different lanes because we're different speeds.
Okay, so what Duke of Edinburgh are you doing? Is it bronze, silver, gold?
I'm doing silver Duke of Edinburgh.
How does the swimming come into that then?
I'm doing the swimathon for my physical for Duke of Edinburgh, so I've got to do swimming for 3 months at least.
Cool, and are you getting people to sponsor you as well then?
Yeah, I'm getting people to sponsor me.
And how much money are you hoping to raise?
Hoping to raise about £300.
Really? Are you close to the target yet?
Not very close.
You'll get there though. Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Okay, are you hoping to beat the time that it took you to swim it last year?
I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, because over the year I have been working on my technique and my speed has been coming up a bit, but it will take me over 2 hours without stopping.
Yeah.
So quite a long time.
You're not allowed a break in between?
You can have a break for a sip of water and the odd jelly baby, maybe, to keep you going. But you can't really get in and out and have lots of breaks.
You're doing it with Olympic gold medalist Duncan Goodhue. So is he doing exactly the same as you? Is he doing more or less?
He won't be swimming at our venue, sadly, but he generally does the 5K. We actually did an ambassador training day with Duncan in December, which was fabulous, where he did a training session with us in the pool and helped us with our technique. And we did some interviews then. It was absolutely brilliant. But yeah, he'll be doing his 5K probably at the Olympic venue.
And when did you start training for this event?
I haven't really stopped since last year. I love swimming, so I've just kept it going, really. Tried to increase it a bit. I'm hoping that I'm going to be all right for the day.
Are you on any strict food diets or anything, or just...?
Well, who isn't these days, really? Just trying to be careful, really, yeah.
And are you doing it at the Malden Centre again?
Yeah, we're both swimming at the Malden Centre. I'm doing one of my swims at Hurst Pool. That's the Friday one. So I'm doing on the Thursday, I'm doing it on my own because there isn't a session. So you can also swim under my swimathon, which means you don't have to book onto the event at a particular venue. You can just go to a pool and swim as a my swimathon event, booking on through the website and you'll get a medal and everything. But you can choose your own time and place to do it. So I'm doing the Thursday one as my swimathon, the Friday one at Hurst Pool, and then the Saturday one, the big finale, the big finish at the Malden Centre.
And how can people donate?
Well, you can do a number of things. You can sponsor Emily. So she has, it's Emily Wilson. She has a page on Just Giving, so you can sponsor Emily. Or you can just do the swimathon yourself. The entry level is 16 lengths. It's 16 lengths of a 25-metre pool. And you can pay and sign up. You can use a discount code, which is Emily50, and that gets you 50% off your entry. So for £7, you can just come and join the fun and swim.
So, Emily, how long have you been training for this event?
Throughout the year, I have been going swimming about once a week, but then in December, I properly started my training, which was about 2 or 3 times a week.
And are you training by yourself or with someone else?
I'm training with my friend Shada, but occasionally with some other friends.
And why are your friends doing it as well?
So Shada's also doing the swimathon. She's doing the same distance as me, but others of my friends were just all doing it so we can get fitter and be more sporty.
So anyone can do it if they want to?
Yeah.
And are you finding it difficult? Are you finding it easy?
Sometimes it's difficult, the training. Sometimes it's easy. It just depends, but mainly it's quite difficult because you're trying to build up all the distances.
And is anyone coming down to cheer you on?
Yeah, some of my family and my friends will be coming down to cheer me on.
And you said that you're doing it for your silver Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Are your friends doing it for their Duke of Edinburgh as well?
Yeah, my friend Shada, she's also doing it for her Duke of Edinburgh for physical.
And do you train together?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really fun, isn't it? So how do people sign up?
People can sign up online and using my referral code, which is Emily50, they get half price off their entries, and you can either enter individually or as a team.
And that's great because you can split the distance. So if you want to do the 2.5k and feel that you can't do 100 lengths, you and a friend can do 50 each and you can still cover the distance.